call the meeting of the Health and Social Services Committee to order. The date is April 5th, 2018. The time is 1 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Speaker Pratt? Congressman Walter?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. RJ Walker?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you bestow on us. Lord, I just ask that you be with us, lead us, and guide us these next couple, 2 or 3 weeks as we try to near the end of the session and be productive, Lord. Just ask that you help us make decisions that positively affect those that we serve. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
I would definitely be interested.
Chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of April 3rd, 2018.
We talked about this. Going to tell right now, I'm really going to need to tell her to be more social.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right. Next item. Review and possible action on assigned legislation. Do we have the document signed that accompanies? Is that a yes, Angela, or no?
That is a not yet. I have requested it.
Okay.
A few times.
Next item is on the agenda is meeting with the executive branch, health, clinic officials, Ray official business today. I guess there's a little bit of a miscommunication. I thought that we had notified that we were rescheduling the hearing for today, and I notified the health authority board that that's what we were doing, as well as Dr. Shaw. Dr. Shaw called me today and said he has just returned from being out of town, and he needed to see patients today, which I understood. Dr. Tinker is also out this afternoon, and so Ms. Tall Chief was prepared to come, but I understood that the board wanted to come in total, so that's fine. I told them that we had three more dates. We have four more dates. We have this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, and then we have next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So those are possible dates for either continuing the hearing or just having a committee meeting. And I asked them to give me which date was best for them, and they're supposed to let me know here in the next couple of days, because I only want to take one more day of legislative time and then cancel the rest of those meetings, because I know government ops needs as much time as it can have. So, yes.
Since the 12th is the last day to submit legislation, do you have an opportunity to override a veto? As chair of GovOps, can I request that it not be Tuesday and GovOps take this meeting's committee meetings,
Angela,
or committee's meeting time next Tuesday?
Yeah. I'll write them and say that it's either the following Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
So not next week, but the following.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, we have specific rules on how we conduct hearings, and maybe there's a little confusion among the committee as to how hearings are conducted. The rules to me set out pretty clearly how we do it. That's why we have the documents distributed and stamped. I do want to go over those. I expected everyone to go over those documents, and as a result of those documents, to formulate questions for the witnesses that we had. If what I would ask that you do is look at those documents over the weekend, and if you feel that we need to have those questions asked in a hearing, I'm happy to re-notice the hearing, not next week, the week after next, and hold a hearing. If you think it's sufficient that we can get that information and ask those questions through, just through a meeting, then I guess we can do that. I will note that I requested a subpoena so that we could get these witnesses here to talk about these things. That subpoena was not granted, so we don't have any, I can't make anybody come to this meet, to these meetings. And today, obviously, we know why many of the people that were listed as witnesses aren't here. But there's no compelling them to be here, so that's fine. You let me know next week, and I will re-notice accordingly with respect to what you tell me. Now, there is, Mr. Lorenzo is here. Mr. Lorenzo, would you like to join us at the table? Yes.
This support doc or this spec review is about an inch thick, front and back. There's got to be 200 pages of stuff.
Right.
I never had a problem studying my lesson, but can you point us out to maybe some high points? We just need to get right in there.
No, I think it's whatever you see that you feel you need to have questions answered about. I mean, as you can see, the beginning, and I clarified this, I was asked by a Congress member to schedule a hearing, and I looked to see what areas of inquiry I thought were appropriate, as well as took suggestions from others. The main thing that I wanted, that I was concerned about, well, there were two things. I was concerned about the status of the health benefits, since we hadn't received any financials for several months, and I had anticipated that we would get a quarterly report from HealthSmart, and then knew that we would get another quarter, or assumed we would get another quarterly report that had the wage works information in it. And you recall at the last hearing, or the last meeting, we talked about the fact that we needed to have this today rather than Tuesday so that we could give time to receive that information. And then the second thing that I was concerned about was the representation that was made that we were starting to build a clinic as early as September this year, and I wanted to understand how we were going to do that, because to my knowledge, we have some money appropriated, but certainly it wasn't enough to build a clinic. So I think we got a little bit of that information last time with Dr. Shaw here, who in essence said building a clinic is not imminent. So that gave me relief. I knew that the only way we were going to build a clinic was if some entity donated the money to build a clinic, or that we took out a loan, or somehow got a grant. But I haven't heard any of that, so I'm a little bit comforted that that's not happening between now and September. So, with that said, Mr. Lorenzo is here, and I think you told me Mr. Zahn is sick today. Okay. I was anticipating receipt of the quarterly report. Can you update us on that?
We are currently waiting for the rollout numbers from HealthSmart, meaning for the end of 2017, because people had until March 30th to turn in receipts from 2017. So we're waiting to get that final number from them, and we are waiting to get the quarterly report from WageWorks also.
So it's WageWorks that's going to be preparing the treasurer's quarterly report?
I'm not sure of that.
Okay. The chief's office is waiting to get that information?
Correct.
Because it's not coming directly to Congress, is it?
No, I think it'll come to us, and then we'll disseminate it, and as far as like the form that it goes to the treasurer from there, I'm not sure.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, the law says that the obligation for the quarterly report is that of a third party administrator, and the law also process says they will distribute a copy to the executive branch and to Osage Nation Congress. So that's what the law says, how they execute that. I would think they would send a copy of that to the clerk of Congress, since the law says so, but they are, the third-party administrator by law is responsible for that.
Does it say what day, after the end of the quarter that it's due?
No, the law does not say that, it just says.
Omission.
Working report.
Okay. You might want to advise the third-party administrator that the law provides that the Congress will receive the quarterly report, I'm assuming at the same time.
Okay.
And give her Shannon Walker's email, or whoever is sending the report, Shannon Walker's email address. Do you know when we might anticipate receiving that? No, as they, have they said, okay, we're gonna have it by the 10th? I mean, I thought that we thought the deadline was yesterday so that we could review it today.
We were expecting that, but as of yesterday and today, nothing has come through yet.
Can you keep me advised on that, so, because I don't want to waste everybody's time if we don't have anything to look at. Okay, the other thing that we were supposed to do is go over the contract, the health benefit contract and the health benefit law, and see where some changes need to be made, if any. And I have some thoughts on that. Frankly, I haven't gotten there yet. So, does anyone have any financials that they want to review today?
Skipping over number 7.
We don't have a, that's on every agenda. We don't have any additional OFPR reports.
Okay.
Dana, can you take that off the remaining agendas? We will not get any more OFPR reports.
Yes.
That I know of on health entities. Does anyone have any financials that they want to look at? Do we have any additional financials on the health benefit? No? When's the last time we looked? Was that report in appropriations?
Yes, that would be just a balance in the account. We'll need to get more information.
Well, we got 2 more weeks. How do we get that information?
The information has been requested.
Okay. Mr. Lorenzo, we would really like to see where we're headed with the carryover and with the new enrollments. And what about the rollout? What about the updating of the accounts to reflect carryover balances? Do you have any word on when that's going to be available? No. Does anybody have any old business they want to discuss? Anybody have any new business that they would like to bring up? Seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Yes.
Okay, so I was getting a little confused on the hearing. And so it's been pointed out that if there is a hearing, then I think we should pin down who is left. Are you planning on asking Dr. Shaw to present again?
Dr. Shaw hasn't presented in a hearing yet.
Well, I know it wasn't in the hearing, but it was in the committee meeting where I think he answered the questions that you had generated, sort of.
Dr. Shaw, Dr. Shaw, the board, as well as the other people that were invited to the hearing in February are continually invited. And I asked Dr. Shaw and the board to get together and give me a date. Congressman Walker's asked me to exclude next Tuesday, so it'll be the following Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I'm waiting for them to tell me what day is most convenient for them.
Okay, so committee hearing procedure. The chair of each committee shall have the authority to invite witnesses for a hearing, and the chair shall invite any witness requested by at least 2 members of such committee. I haven't been through a hearing before, mm-hmm. other than the public hearings. So if that is the case, would there need to be, assuming there would need to be action for stating that these witnesses were requested by at least two members of this committee.
You want to read the statement again?
The chair of each committee shall have the authority to invite witnesses for a hearing, and the chair shall invite any witness requested by at least two members of such committee.
Okay, now what's your question?
Has that taken place? If it's stated in the rules as such that the witnesses are being invited, it would have to, I would assume, the rules providing that there would need to be action, that there is a request by two members of the committee.
I have a hard time typing it up here.
The rule is that if you read it again, the chair may invite, and I did that as the chair. I invited in writing. I shall invite anybody that two of you request that I invite. So in addition to who I've invited, I shall invite any
additional witness.
Right.
Okay.
I don't have any, no one's given me a request for any additional witnesses to invite.
No, but who, okay, but let's just go over who then the witnesses will be. So that we know, because this is a lot of, you said miscommunication, I don't know who the...
No, the miscommunication is that it didn't get back on the agenda today. That's the miscommunication.
Well, but it sounds like there was miscommunication with the people who were supposed to be invited because they weren't reached out for what date was good for them as of today. So I don't really think that anyone's trying to not attend. They've all stated in the past that they would. You just need to know when. Because you said nothing is compelling them to be here. Well, I think that just a notice of when the meeting was or hearing is going to be held that they would have attended.
Actually, they had other things to do today, and they called me and asked me if it could be rescheduled, and I said yes. They had notice, or should have had notice. Now, the question that you put to me is who's been invited?
Just so
the
we're
following have been invited on February 13th. Raymond Redcorn, Sam Alexander, Jason Zahn, Alicia Hutchins, Tom Bartlett, Patrick Tinker, Nancy Keel, Cecilia Tallchief, Bill Thorne, Dr. Ron Shaw, Clark Batson, Paula Stabler, Scott Johnson, and Mark. Those are the people that have been invited.
Had two of us invited, according to the rule.
Well, we're going over this again, because that's a, so I guess she shall have the authority to invite witnesses for a hearing. So I guess breaking that down, she can invite whoever she wants as the chair. And the chair shall invite any witness requested by at least two members of such committee. So I guess she can invite whoever she wants, and beyond that, if we have an additional list, I think she's got everyone covered, then she shall, if two of us request it. So in case she missed someone, then if we want them there, then we can ask. Is that how you want to send it?
So, tell me again, what's the date, the new date that you're in right now?
I don't have a new date because I'm waiting.
Well, I think that you're going to need a new date because, again, you like notice of when, what day is good for you. So I understand they can read when it's posted, but did they have notice prior to what day is good for them? And you like that as much as the rest of us do. So we just probably need to get that.
Let me try again. I have asked Dr. Tinker and Dr. Shaw to get together and
okay.
to let me know.
We can understand you.
Which
speak
day.
Slowly. I'm just, you're not being
Angela,
clear
you're out of order.
On.
You're out of order.
Okay, well, I was still talking, but. And you said, let me try this again.
Well, I'm
but
trying
okay.
to explain to you again that the reason the day is not set right now, I thought it was set for today, but apparently we didn't get it on the agenda. However, I had reached out
we are not responsible
to the witness.
For you are. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, we're trying to, if you're wanting to do this, then we need to do
chair
this.
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn, and we'll discuss it out off the record.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.
All right. So what are you having?
My application.